Hi, my name is Scott Dahl. I'd like to thank you again for tuning into another one of my podcasts. I've titled this podcast Impressive Resilience because that's what we're seeing out of the stock market right now. We saw a sell-off. We saw resistance that was created over and above the price. And then we've seen a very robust recovery or move to the upside. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you this in price. I'm also going to introduce a new technical concept, which is called a price gap. Price gap's very important because price gap on the upside would connotate that we have a very strong market or a very strong price move going forward. So I want to take a step back and tell you again, reiterate that I believe we're in a secular, long-term bear market. But inside this long-term, high inflationary, high interest rate bear market that I believe we're in, we're going to see cyclical moves higher and cyclical moves lower. So we are in my opinion, we are in a cyclical bull market inside a secular long-term bear trend. But bull markets are bull markets. This is a good opportunity to make some money. So let's just take a look at the first chart that I have up. What this is this is the NASDAQ 100. NASDAQ 100 index is a technologically laden index because it's a big technology driven index. And we know that the technology has been driving the price of the market higher for the last few years. So you see that you can look down around the bottom. You can see that this is from November of 2023. And this is all the way through to current day. I'm recording this as of market close on Monday, May 13th. And here is what I was referring to as a price gap. Price gaps are very bullish. What a price gap is, I'm going to blow this up so we can look at it closer. So remember, each one of these bars is one day. Red bar would be a down day. The market closed down for the day. Green bar would be an up day. So you can see that there's air in between this day and this day. In other words, here's the high of the previous day. Here's the low of the next day. This is a price gap. Price gap is usually when it's going upward, that's a bullish phenomenon. Also, if it's accompanied by high volume, if there's a lot of buying during that gap, and there was actually a relatively good amount of volume on this day. So this is a bullish price gap. This is even more important here. And the reason is because if you recall last time I introduced a 50-day moving average, when it broke this, that was bearish. And we came up and the moving average was resistance. It was keeping a cap on the market. So the fact that we gapped through this 50-day moving average, that flips it on its head now that 50-day moving average is going to be strong support. So we push through that resistance on a very, very aggressive manner. And so that's this gap. Now, a gap will have a tendency, from my experience, to fill itself every 3 days. If it doesn't do that, 3 weeks. And if it doesn't do that, 3 months. So we've had a continuation of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days after this gap. So there's a probability, not a guarantee, but a probability that this gap is going to remain here in this price for a while as this NASDAQ 100 fights to breach new all-time highs. Also importantly is that I had this defined downtrend in price. Well, it broke the downtrend. So we are in an uptrend in the NASDAQ 100 as exemplified by this price chart, and that we are in an uptrend. We've reversed this sell-off. So this was in all likelihood a price correction. The hardest part right now is for this market to make new all-time highs, which would be right up here. So we still have some work to do to push it higher. Let's take a look at another chart, which is the S&P 500. We have a similar phenomenon with the S&P 500. We broke this price downtrend that I've drawn right through here. We gapped up through the 50-day moving average and we're continuing higher. And we have pretty much the same story where we need to breach these new all-time highs, which were created back in March and April. We need to breach those highs in order for this market to move higher. So that's what we're hopefully looking forward to so we can see future performance and make this a good bull year. Let's take a look at something else. So remember the NYSE, the New York Stock Exchange, it's over 2,000 stocks. It's not 100 stocks like the NASDAQ 100. It's not 500 stocks like the S&P 500. It's 2,000. So you've got more stocks that are involved, and then that would give you a truer idea of the breadth, the participation, how many stocks are actually going higher in this market. You've got to have a lot of stocks going higher in order for the market to continue its upward trajectory. So let's look here. So this is the NYSE. We didn't see a gap. It's a broader base index. The technology stocks have less of an influence in this index as they did in the previous two. Maybe that's why we didn't see this gap higher. That could be one potential reason, but we are in a higher trend as well. We've broken through these downtrends in the prices, and again, we're reaching for these highs. And then let's look at what is very important to me. It's important to any technical analyst or anybody that's participating in the market is breadth. So this is the breadth of the New York Stock Exchange. Remember, you need breadth. Breadth is the stocks that are participating. If you're going higher, you need a lot of stocks going higher. And what we've got here is this is a sign. This is a measurement of breadth in the New York Stock Exchange, which the breadth of the New York Stock Exchange is higher. It's actually made new all-time highs. I'm going to switch over to a weekly chart. These are days. Here's a weekly chart. So each one of these bars is a week. A green one's an up week. A red's a down week. The reason I did this is just to show you that breadth is at new all-time highs. Let's go back to the day. What have you got? You got a market that's going higher. Breadth that is at all-time highs. You've got a lot of participation. What makes this even more bullish at this present time is the fact that breadth is leading price. So you've got the stocks that are pulling the market higher. So that's a positive sign as well. Let's go to this, which is the equal weighted S&P 500. We've looked at that several times. This is another measure of breadth, so to speak. So why is this important? Because it gives each of the 500 stocks in the S&P 500 equal weight. So it gives you more idea of what all the stocks are doing. Because remember from past podcasts, the S&P 500 is market cap weighted. So the larger companies have more control or carry more weight in the S&P 500. This gives each stock in the S&P 500 an equal weighting. I've explained that a few times in previous podcasts, but what do we have here? We have, this was an all-time high that was broken. We went down below it. We went down through the 50-day and we're fighting up above the 50-day. We're above the 50-day, which has now become support. That's the 50-day moving average. This is a daily chart. We're back above those new all-time highs that we pierced back in first part of March. And then we've broken this down price trend. So this is a bullish sign as well, a bullish chart. Now, I won't rule out that this was a quick move. There might be some backing and filling, so to speak, but you can't argue with the fact that the trend is higher here. We still do need to breach these new all-time highs in order to give added confirmation that we are moving higher. So we've always been in a positive trend. We're in a cyclical bull market. There's no doubt about it. You can see the trajectory's higher, but the sell-off that we've experienced has sort of been resolved to the upside, so to speak. So that's what I see right here for this specific moment in time. Remember, the market changes daily and it changes intraday. And so we're always going to have new technical data or new data that's going to give us an idea of where we're headed. But so if you have any questions on this, I'd certainly be more than happy to discuss it with you. If you want to look at the portfolios that I've created, I could show you those as well. So you call me. You can call me at 949-497-6366. It's dollcapitaladvisors.com, CAPITAL, advisors with an O. You can email me, Scott, at dollcapitaladvisors.com. Be happy to discuss anything with you or anything in the previous podcast. So thank you again. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to doing another one of these soon.